A significant amount of people have said that the process of developing these vaccines has been so rushed that they don't feel comfortable taking the vaccine. Are there a lot of incidences in history that you can recall of people being sickened by a rushed vaccine? And is calling the current crop of COVID vaccines rushed even correct?
I think your final point is the most important to remember, which is that this vaccine was brought to market based on decades and decades of vaccine research that allowed this new novel vaccines to be able to be tested so rapidly over the course of this last year. So a lot of the technology that has gone into some of these new vaccine development has been studied for long periods of time with lots of trial and error. And basically, they were able to, let's say, take out one virus, put in SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus causing COVID-19, and start doing testing with vaccines against COVID-19 rapidly because of all these decades of scientific research in vaccine development. So the reason we are able to bring these vaccines to market so quickly is because of the prowess of our scientific discovery. And that's a real testament to science in the United States of America. And so I believe that we are going to already see some information coming out from other countries where the vaccine is already approved. So we had a first day of vaccination in England, and what they were able to show was that people that have very significant allergies in general, whether it be to foods or other seasonal things, that those people might have a more severe reaction to this vaccine. And so what I would advise is people that have very, very significant allergies should maybe take a pause for a moment and think about this. However, Canada has also just approved the vaccine. We will see more and more people getting this vaccine. Me, as a healthcare worker, I will take it as soon as it is offered to me. And for people in the lay public, you will see other people like me having taken it, and you'll see more evidence on how people are doing with getting this vaccine, which is why people will develop even more confidence that they should feel comfortable to get it.
You mentioned allergic reactions. I mean, worst case scenario, people who have these doomsday scenarios of what's going to happen if they take this vaccine, what is the worst thing that could happen if they react adversely?
So first of all, I think that, you know, we know that there are going to be mild reactions, things like fevers and body aches, and those things have been happening in about 20% of people who got the Pfizer vaccine and 30% of people who got the Moderna vaccine. Those things resolve within a day or two. And there are always follow-up of people who have been in vaccine trials to see, is there anything unexpected that could happen with a vaccine? The reality is that all of these people have been followed for 2 months so far, and that's when the vast majority of these things happen. So far, there are no major ones that we have been alerted to. There is going to be continued follow-up of people like this so that we know what those worst-case doomsday scenario situations could be. What we do know from a few isolated incidents from those who have severe allergies out of the first group of people that were vaccinated in England is that a few people had what we call anaphylaxis. Now, that is reversible. That is a situation where you develop a severe allergy to the vaccine and you get a medication to reverse that immediately, which is why you would get it in a controlled situation where people can assess you for potential side effects. So these are the kinds of things that will further come to light over time, but I have confidence in our FDA and those of other countries as well that this vaccine will not come to market unless the available evidence to date suggests that it is safe.